My name is Frank Barnaby, and I'm a nuclear physicist. I worked on the British nuclear weapon program and then became the director of the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. So I've been in this business for a very, very long time, since the essentially since the 1970s.
And what are you doing here in New York today?
Well, I wrote with a colleague of mine, Sean, a report for Greenpeace, and we're here to launch it.
And what's the report about?
It's about ways of preventing the... It's about multinational approaches to the international fuel cycle to investigate whether they can reduce the risk of the proliferation of nuclear weapons, and we conclude that they can't.
And why not?
Well, because the fact is that if you have nuclear power, then you inevitably have the capability to produce nuclear weapons, and there's nothing you can do about that. That's just a fact of nuclear life.
What do you say to people who say that we should reprocess nuclear fuel?
I think that's absurd. I mean, it's a reprocessing of nuclear fuel which removes the plutonium from it, and that plutonium can be used for nuclear weapons. So I'm personally very, very much opposed to nuclear reprocessing. On the other hand, having said that, you can reprocess on a very small scale clandestinely. So even if you eliminate all commercial reprocessing plants, you still have this danger that countries could, on a small scale, in what is called a small dirty plant, remove the plutonium and make nuclear weapons. So eliminating nuclear processing, which I would personally want to do, doesn't completely solve the problem.
What does solve the problem?
The only thing is nuclear disarmament. We've got to get rid of nuclear weapons and produce an atmosphere where countries or individually, even terrorist groups, don't feel the need to produce them. Well, that's a very, very difficult thing to do indeed.
Yes, and now with the current sort of state of affairs, where the U.S. may be reducing our nuclear arsenal, but still isn't investing in one of the biggest increases in the U.S. nuclear budget. It's sort of a mixed set of messages to the non-nuclear weapon states.
It certainly is, and of course, so really, it's very difficult to be optimistic that we will solve the problem.
And I take it you're of a mind that we cannot have nuclear power without a risk for proliferation.
That's absolutely true. That's one of the laws of physics, really, that nuclear power gives you the capability of producing the fissile material and the expertise needed to produce nuclear weapons. So if you have nuclear power, then inevitably you have the capability to produce nuclear weapons. There's nothing you can do about that.
And what do you say to people who say, well, we need nuclear power because of climate change issues or greenhouse gases?
Well, I say that you have to take a choice. If you argue that global climate change will kill people, as people say that, and if it goes on, will kill a lot of people, if you use that argument and at the same time say that we must have nuclear power, then you're saying we must have nuclear weapons, and nuclear weapons will produce nuclear wars. So the choice is, do you want to kill people by global climate change or by nuclear war? This is really the choice we face.
So do you feel that we will come out of this NPT review conference with anything helping us to understand that fact?
I don't. I'm totally pessimistic about the situation in nuclear terms, and I've been following the NPT conference since it was negotiated since it came into force in 1970, and I see really no reason to be optimistic about it. I'm sorry about that, but that's the view I take.
Are there things out there in the world that do make you feel optimistic about the future and about nuclear disarmament?
Well, I'm generally pessimistic about the future, but that may be my personality. And this is what my wife tells me, that I have the personality to be pessimistic, and that's the end of it. And that may be true. I just don't know.
I'm always amazed that we've come this far and we haven't had nuclear war yet, and that there aren't more countries that have nuclear weapons. But what do you think that it will take to make people's attitudes towards these nuclear power and nuclear weapons to make their attitudes change?
Well, I think the only thing really is that they should be used. I think if there were a nuclear war or nuclear terrorism incident, then people's attitude would change. But it's an extremely ridiculous way of going about human affairs.
Last summer there was a sort of chant by people who wanted offshore drilling, and it was drill, baby, drill. And now that there's this huge leak, it's spill, baby, spill. And I keep thinking about the nuclear power, and is it going to take glow, baby, glow before we get to no, baby, no?
I think you're right. My own feeling is that may well be the case. It's going to take a catastrophe to change people's minds. This seems to be how human nature is.
And on that cheery note, I think we'll stop. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Barnaby. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure.